Evening. Or shall I say Merry Christmas, day two. As you know, Christmas is not just a day, but it's a season that influences and shapes and brings redemption to all seasons, not just to the church year, but also the seasons of our lives as well. Good to have you here worshiping with us. It's our traditional 12 days of Christmas bell ringing worship service. We celebrate all 12 days of the season. And it's a chance to let the liturgy that we have tonight, the scripture and the songs that we sing, to tell the story of salvation and redemption. And so the service tonight is the sermon. And we pray that for those of you who are in person, and those who are joining us online, that it will be a blessing to you as well. A couple of announcements that I want to highlight for you. Starting tomorrow, I'll be on vacation for a week. Pastor Geese will be our pulpit supply next Saturday, a week from today. And so I know you'll give him a warm welcome when he comes. And good to have you here tonight with us as well, Voldemar. Also, Christmas keepsake ornament. We still have, I think, about 7 or 8 of those left. If your household has not gotten one, or you know of someone that has not received one yet, too, from the Emmanuel family, please take that to them as a gift of Christmas and of the incarnation of Christ. Membership covenants. The council will be approving those the first part of January. We have over 50 people that have signed their membership covenants already. Remember, you don't have to live in Rochester, or you don't have to have this be an exclusive membership in your life. You may have a membership in another congregation as well, but it means that Emmanuel Lutheran is a place where you want to grow in your discipleship, where you want to be fed with the law and the gospel, with the good news of Jesus Christ, who is Lord and Savior. So if you're interested in that or you have questions, feel free to give me a phone call or send me an email or a text, something along that line. The other announcements are in your bulletin, and so I would encourage you to take note of those. We have some gifts of music tonight: Jenna Sir, Rachel Cafferty, Don Holton. And also, my son-in-law, TJ, today on St. Stephen's Day is TJ's baptismal birthday. And so my wife and I had a chance to sing to him this morning, you know, may Jesus bless you. It's one thing to be born biologically into sin. It's another thing to be born into eternal life and the forgiveness of sins in the name of Jesus. So we thank God for the physical birth indeed. But we thank God especially for the spiritual birth, the daily dying and rising that assures us of that gift of eternity with all the saints, all the redeemed people of God. So that's what we have. The 12 days of Christmas, you'll be able to see that it's a tradition that's been going on for over 1,500 years. And it's also an opportunity to have more time, more days to reflect upon the Word of God, the Word made flesh, the incarnation. At the end of each scripture reading tonight, the scripture reader will say, "This is the word of the Lord." And the response from you, along with the ringing of the bells, will be what? Yeah, thanks be to God. So let's try that. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
There you go. And I appreciate that you're all wearing your masks and stuff tonight, too. As we're singing the songs, etc., to keep everyone safe. As you know, I continue now this week. It'll be round number 17 for my chemo. And so that's why you're seeing me without a mask, because I'm far enough away from all of you. And I want to keep you safe, and I know you want to keep me safe as well. So I thank God for you and for your prayers and for the holy work that God does at Mayo Clinic with my cancer treatment. God bless you. Okay, so we start with the opening carol, and those of you who have a bulletin, it's on the song sheet, The 12 Days of Christmas. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 2 turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 6 geese a-laying, 5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 10 lords a-leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the 11th day of Christmas,
my true love gave to me
11 pipers piping, 10 lords a-leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 golden rings,
4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 drummers drumming, 11 pipers piping, 10 lords a-leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
You can see how that particular carol, even though maybe the meaning has been lost over the decades and centuries, that it was intended to be a teaching tool so that we would know that the partridge, Jesus, God's only begotten Son in the pear tree, the cross, was born to die for our sins to save us. So each of the days, like 4 calling birds, the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, 5 golden rings, what we call the Torah or the Pentateuch, the books of Moses, lots of meaning and symbolism behind not only the Christmas carols that we sing, but the hymns and the music that we sing in worship as well. Please rise for our call to worship. We will recount the gracious deeds of the Lord, the praiseworthy acts of the Lord.
Because of all that the Lord has done for us, according to the abundance of his steadfast love,
he will become our Savior. His presence will save us in our distress.
In his love and in his pity, he will redeem us, and we will sing his praises.
Day 1, Christmas Day, December 25th, Luke 2:7. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Congregation, may be seated as we sing Good Christian Friends Rejoice. Good Christian Friends Rejoice, with heart and soul and voice. Give heed to what we say. Jesus Christ was born today. Ox and ass before him bow, and he is in the manger now. Christ is born today. Christ is born today. Good Christian friends rejoice, with heart and soul and voice. Now ye need not fear the grave. Jesus Christ was born to save, cause you one and cause you all. Everlasting hope,
Christ was born to save.
Christ was born to save.
Day 2, St. Stephen's Day. A reading from Acts. Now in those days, when the disciples were increasing in number, a complaint by the Hellenists arose against the Hebrews, because their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution. And the 12 summoned the full number of the disciples and said, "It is not right that we should give up preaching the word of God to serve tables. Therefore, brothers, pick out from among you 7 men of good repute, full of the Spirit and of wisdom, whom we will appoint to this duty. But we will devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word." And what they said pleased the whole gathering, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch. These they set before the apostles, and they prayed, and they laid their hands on them. And the word of God continued to increase, and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests became obedient to the faith. And Stephen, full of grace and power, was doing great wonders and signs among the people. Then some of those who belonged to the synagogue of the freedmen, as it was called, and of the Cyrenians and the Alexandrians, and of those from Cilicia and Asia, rose up and disputed with Stephen, but they could not withstand the wisdom and the spirit with which he was speaking. Then they secretly instigated men who said, "We have heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and God." And they stirred up the people and the elders and the scribes, and they came upon him and seized him and brought him before the council. And they set up false witnesses who said, "This man never ceases to speak words against this holy place and the law, for we have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth will destroy this place and will change the customs that Moses delivered to us." And gazing at him, all who sat in the council saw that his face was like the face of an angel. Now when they heard these things, they were enraged, and they ground their teeth at him. But he, full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And he said, "Behold, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." But they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and rushed together at him. Then they cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their garments at the feet of a young man named Saul. sorry. And as they were stoning Stephen, he called out, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." And falling to his knees, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." And when he had said this, he fell asleep. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Our gift of music, Good King Wenceslas.
Good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen, when the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even. Brightly shone the moon that night, though the frost was cruel. When a poor man came in sight, gathering winter fuel.
Hither, page, and stand by me, if thou knowest it telling. Yonder peasant, who is he? Where and what his dwelling?
Sire, he lives a good league hence, underneath the mountain, right against the forest fence, by St. Agnes Fountain.
Bring me flesh and bring me wine, bring me pine logs hither. Thou and I will see him dine, when we bear him thither.
Page and monarch, forth they went together, through the rude wind's wild lament, and the bitter weather. Sire, the night is darker now, and the wind blows stronger. Fails my heart, I know not how, I can go no longer.
Mark my footsteps, my good page, tread thou in them boldly. Thou shalt find the winter's rage freeze thy blood less coldly.
In his master's steps he trod, where the snow lay dinted. Heat was in the very sod which the saint had printed. Therefore, Christian men, be sure, wealth and rank possessing, ye who now will bless the poor, shall yourselves find blessing.
Day 3, St. John, Apostle and Evangelist, December 27, a reading from John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Peter turned and saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following them, the one who had been reclining at table close to him and had said, "Lord, who is it that is going to betray you?" When Peter saw him, he said to Jesus, "Lord, what about this man?" Jesus said to him, "If it is my will that he remain until I come, what is that to you? You follow me." So the saying spread abroad among the brothers that this disciple was not to die. Yet Jesus did not say to him that he was not to die, but, "If it is my will that he remain until I come, what is that to you?" This is the disciple who is bearing witness about these things and who has written these things, and we know that his testimony is true. Now there are also many other things that Jesus did. Were every one of them to be written, I suppose that the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our carol is Hark the Angels Sing.
Day 4, the Holy Innocents, December 28th, a reading from St. Matthew, the 2nd chapter. Now when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, Rise, take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him. And he rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed to Egypt and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Out of Egypt I called my son. Then Herod, when he saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, became furious. And he sent and killed all the male children in Bethlehem and in all that region who were 2 years old or under, according to the time that he had ascertained from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what was spoken by the prophet Jeremiah. A voice was heard in Ramah, weeping and loud lamentation. Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be comforted because they were no more. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our gift of music, O sleep now, holy baby.
Of my sorrow.
Day 5, Nativity, December 29, a reading from Luke. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our carol is Hark the Herald Angels.
Angels we have heard on high.
Angels we have heard on high.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing through the night. And the mountains in reply, echoing their brave delight. Oh, gloria in excelsis Deo.
Day 6, the Holy Family, December 30th, a reading from St. Luke chapter 2. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, Simeon took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." And his father and his mother marveled at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed." And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years having lived with her husband 7 years from when she was a virgin, and then as a widow until she was 84. She did not depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and prayer night and day, and coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. And when they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A gift of music. O Lord, now let your servant. 2 verses.
O Lord, now let your servant depart in heavenly peace. For I have seen the glory of your redeeming grace. A light to lead the Gentiles unto your holy hill. The glory of your people, your chosen Israel. Then grant that I may follow your gleam, O glorious light, till earthly shadows scatter and faith is changed to sight. Till raptured saints shall gather upon that shining shore, where Christ the blessed day star shall light them evermore.
Day 7, Watch Night, December 31, a reading from Matthew. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. Before him will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will place the sheep on his right, but the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." Then the righteous will answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you?" And the king will answer them, "Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these my brothers, you did it to me." Then he will say to those on his left, "Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me, naked, and you did not clothe me, sick and in prison, and you did not visit me." Then they also will answer, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister to you?" Then he will answer them, saying, "Truly I say to you, as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me." And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We'll now sing our next hymn.
bells of Christmas chime once more. The heavenly guest is at the door. He comes to earthly dwelling still, with new year gifts of peace, goodwill. O patriarch's joy, O prophet's song, O day spring bright, awaited long, O Son of Man, incarnate Word, great David's Son, great David's Lord.
Day 8, Mary, Mother of our Lord, January 1st. A reading from St. Luke chapter 2. And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. And at the end of 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. This is the word of the Lord. We sing together our carol, What Child Is This?
What child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping? This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the Babe, the Son of Mary.
Day 9, Incarnation, January 2nd. A reading from St. John. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We sing together our carol, O Little Town of Bethlehem.
Holy Child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in, be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel.
Day 10, Baptism, January 3rd, a reading from John. The next day he saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks before me, because he was before me. I myself did not know him, but for this purpose I came baptizing with water, that he might be revealed to Israel.' And John bore witness, 'I saw the Spirit descend from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, "He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit." And I have seen and have borne witness that this is the Son of God." The next day again John was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Jesus as he walked by and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our carol is "When Christ's Appearing Was Made Known."
Day 11, Peace, January 4th. Our responsive reading in dialogue together is from Isaiah 60. "Arise, shine, for your light has come.
And the glory of the Lord has risen upon you.
Nations shall come to your light.
And sovereigns to the brightness of your rising."
This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We sing together. "It came upon a midnight clear."
It came upon a midnight clear. That glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from heaven's all gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing.
Day 12, Eve of Epiphany, January 5. A lesson from Matthew 2:1. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our carol is We Three Things of Orient Are.
We three kings of Orient are, bearing gifts we traverse afar, field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Glorious now, behold him arise, King and God and sacrifice. Alleluia, alleluia, earth to heaven replies. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light.
Day 13, Epiphany, January 6, a reading from Matthew. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, in Bethlehem of Judea. And so it is written by the prophet, and you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him. After listening to the king, they went on their way, and behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I invite you to rise as you are able for our closing prayers. As we continue to celebrate the coming of our Savior, let us pray for the church, for the world, for all people according to their needs. That by your word, gracious Father, you will continue to show us your Son, Jesus, who not only was laid in the manger, but also was compelled to stand in the temple, whom you sent not only to teach and to heal, but to die on the cross and to rise from the grave, that from all this, we will find life abundant in him, in Christ alone. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
That as you with your Son sent the Holy Spirit to call the church into being, so that that same Spirit you would use to lead your whole church into wisdom and into truth, that when the church is weak, that you would strengthen your beloved church, and when she is in error, that you would correct your beloved church, and that when she is persecuted, you would deliver your beloved church, that your beloved church, including us, will know the victory of Christ in our world and in the age to come. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
That we would rejoice in the birth of Messiah Jesus and the gift of the 12 days, giving thanks for the blessings of 2020, even though it has been a hard year, Lord, and for the opportunities that you provide for us, that await for us in 2021. Guide and prosper, we pray, the pastor of the North American Lutheran Church, its congregations, its leaders. Bless our seminary, its teachers, its pastors. Equip all, Lord, who have been immersed into the death and resurrection of Jesus to be proclaimers of the gospel. We thank you for the prayers, the encouragement, the financial support that so many people provide and send the way of Emmanuel. Thank you, Lord. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for those who are in need of healing, Lord. Those who are suffering from disease or compromised health in their bodies, those who are struggling emotionally, spiritually, psychologically, those who are dealing with conflict and division. We pray, Lord, that you would be with those that mourn the loss of loved ones, especially some of our dear friends down in Lorenz, Iowa. We pray especially this night, Lord, that you would be with those that are battling COVID-19, that you would continue to grant healing and mercy to Gloria Weebush and Dale Covington, to Kelly Stoyles in her battle with cancer. We pray for Bishop John Bradowski, for Julie Blanchard. We pray for Barb Stephenson, for Joey Boncato, a little six-year-old battling leukemia, for Pastor Dan Brooklyn, for McKenna Studer. We pray for Mark Haseth and Lynn Kelleher and Brian Belter, for Karen Peterson and her family, for Becky Ottman. Lord, we pray your blessings of healing upon Nancy Webster, upon Bob and Marcia Harms and Pam Hammond and Katie and Pastor Mel Harris. We pray for Michael John Vandewalker. We pray, Lord, that you would continue to be with Daryl Bolton and that you would heal him now after his recent fall and some of the challenges that he and Letha are facing. We pray, Lord, for Nick Neen and for all that we name before you, out loud or silently, Lord, that we bring before your altar of mercy and grace as we celebrate the nativity, the incarnation, the Word made flesh. Lord, our bodies are temples of your Holy Spirit, and illness and disease has no rightful place in the redeemed body of our Lord Jesus. So grant us, O Lord, healing, mercy, and your everlasting peace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
In your hands, Father, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory,
forever and ever.
Amen. Our closing carol will be the 12 days of Christmas. We start at verse 12 and work down the final time, back down to verse 1. Okay?
day of Christmas my true love gave to me. 12 drummers drumming, 11 pipers piping, 10 lords a-leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 golden rings,
4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace, serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.